You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What in the world is going on? Well, there were a bunch of flights that were delayed and then some canceled yesterday. United Airlines says it was a software glitch. And that caused the airline to shut down for a little over an hour. And it was a busy travel day, too, because it was right after a holiday. So there were some headaches. And
I thought somebody had pooped their pants again. That incident we talked about yesterday.
Oh, my God. My daughter-in-law sent me that story yesterday. Mm-hmm. She found it as hilarious as you.
Yes.
I told her, I said, well, I'm flying in a few days. I hope that doesn't happen to me. Uh-oh. But if it does, I told her I'd send her pictures.
Eat some potatoes.
Some people were passing along a rumor about yesterday saying it was a cybersecurity issue. But no, the FAA and United say, no, it's just buggy software. It's a stupid software update. We go through that every once in a while here at the radio station.
Sure do.
Some sort of software update.
And I can't get into my e-letters.
This is weird. Drake postponed his planned concert for Friday at Ball Arena. Ticketmaster notified ticket holders with an email, and in it, Jeremy, they said, due to the distance, the road crew has to travel along with magnitude of the production of the Drake concert. It is logistically impossible to bring the full experience of the show to Denver this September.
End quote.
And I'm thinking, could they not have figured all of that out when they were setting up the tour?
Probably. Something happened, huh?
I mean, if you know logistically that you can't make it from one city to the next, then why are you scheduling the shows that close together?
Did you see the other Drake, big Drake news?
Tell me now.
Yesterday that he took to Instagram and shared a picture of over 1,000 bras that he's collected from thrown on stage. He saves the bras like some sort of weirdo pervert.
Well, that became a thing a few months ago when the bras that were being thrown up to him were all like massive.
Yeah.
And he was laughing, saying, you guys don't really wear this size. And the number of bras it just became a thing.
He got 5 million likes on the picture in 1 hour.
There you go.
Go Drake.
I'll play some Drake here when we're done with the trending report. He's got a song that I really like, that Hold On, We're Going Home. That's a cool song.
All right.
Anyway, if you've got tickets for the show that was supposed to be this Friday, Ticketmaster says hold on to them. They will hopefully be sending you an update soon on some makeup date.
We hope.
What else is going on? I don't usually announce birthdays, but these were too good to pass up. Pippa Middleton is 40 today. That's Princess Kate's sister. She's big 4-0. Jeremy, your redneck comedian, Jeff Foxworthy, is 65.
All right.
And Roger Waters of Pink Floyd, the guy who brought us The Wall. Hold on to your hats, people. Roger Waters of Pink Floyd today is 80.
Whoa.
Say it isn't so. Hey, we've all heard about the 6 degrees of separation. And, you know, there was the fun game that everybody used to play with Kevin Bacon. But the idea could apply to anyone, that the way the world is set up and our social connections these days, that everyone is just within 6 other people of knowing somebody who knows this person. In other words, you are within 6 connections to anybody on the planet. So they went out and they threw this out at some mathematicians and they said, is this really true? And the mathematicians did the do your beep boop bop, do
beep
your
boop bop boop math.
They did all of that and they came back and said, yeah, it's absolutely true. There is a 6-degree pattern that pretty much holds up around the globe. Ooh. However, there's good and bad with this that I thought was interesting. It's good because every new friend you make expands your social network. And as we were talking about on the show, it's supposed to help you live longer if you have friends, right?
Yeah.
But they say it's also bad because when you add new friends, it actually weakens your other connections. And then your old friends tend to fall away.
I can see that, yeah.
Everybody who's listening right now has been down that path. They're like, yeah, I don't have the say. Like your friends, it's always funny to me when friends will introduce you to someone and then you become closer to that person than you were with the friend who introduced you.
Right. Yeah, that's an awkward situation.
I've had that happen a few times in my life. Like people who were really good friends and then they introduced me to some other people and then I bonded with those people more than the first couple.
That's interesting.
When you see those baby on board decals, does it do anything? Does it make you drive any more?
Yes,
say,
it does.
Carefully.
It does for me. Yeah, I don't tailgate them as much.
48% of people say, yeah, it makes them drive a little bit more carefully. 40% of people say, no, it doesn't alter my behavior at all. I don't think it alters my behavior one iota. Funny thing about those, there's two funny things about those stickers. One is that they say the decals can actually cause more accidents because they block the view of the driver of the car who's got the sticker on there.
Yeah, it's hanging in the back window. Sure.
So there's, I don't know if that's irony. I'm not even sure anymore what irony is, but that could be irony. And the other thing that I find most interesting about the baby on board stickers, and I wrote about this in my little fun facts mailer, the guy who came up with the baby on board stickers and he made a killing off of it never had any children. And there's something wonderful about that. And then the other part of this survey, they asked people if those student driver decals. It's so funny. I was just thinking about that yesterday. I was in a parking lot, and I walked past three different cars that had the student driver, please be patient. They're everywhere these days, and I'm wondering if people are leaving them on longer and longer.
I totally avoid those cars, though, for sure. I swerve around them and get out of the way. Because most of the time, they're just sitting at the light, not even going. I've had so many instances where it's like, go! You know? And you always look over, too, to see if it's a really old person or a really young person who's learning to drive.
Well, the poll asked about those student driver decals, and they actually make us more patient than the whole baby on board thing. Hmm. Two-thirds of people say, yeah, it affects my my driving. So you got that to think about here.
Your boys in the morning, Dom and Jeremy.
All right, one of the biggest movies of the year is coming out in October. It's this Tay-Tay documentary / concert movie where they followed her around during her Eras tour, and now they made a movie out of it. And there's all sorts of stats and information coming out about this movie. It is going to be in IMAX and Dolby Cinemas, it sounds like. AMC had to upgrade their website and ticketing engines to handle more than 5 times the largest influx of ticket buying traffic ever experienced by the company. 5 times the amount. Now get this, it's not going to be a regular, you know, I don't even know what regular tickets are, but what are they, like 10, 15 bucks now or something like that for an adult ticket?
Yeah.
These tickets are $20. These are standard tickets, so like this isn't even IMAX. $20 for an adult and almost $14 for children and seniors. They're going to run the movie about 4 times a day on Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays while it's showing. So it doesn't sound like it's going to be running all week.
Do you know why they're charging $20 for these tickets?
Because they can.
That is exactly right.
So the concert runs about 3 hours, but they knocked the movie down to about 2 hours and 45 minutes. And she did some super special secret songs at some of her California concerts, I think it was. And they're going to sneak some of those into it. So everyone's like, oh, my God.
All right.
And yes, they say they want you to wear your Taylor Swift attire, your friendship bracelets. They want you to sing. They want you to dance. And they want you to spend that money because Taylor Swift is hurting. They say this could break the biggest single day domestic box office, which I think was like $157 million for Avengers. They're thinking that this is going to break that. Huh. It's going to be huge.
I wouldn't be surprised.
So big.
You know, and I also would be surprised if they don't have all sorts of merchandise set up in the lobby of each of these places.
Get
the selling Tay-Tay t-shirts and hoodies.
And koozies and all
the
that
bracelets
kind of stuff.
And
heck yeah, you know they will.
She is a brand, man.
No joke. She is
one hell of a brand.
Hey, keep riding that wave while you can, Tay-Tay.
I remember when we first played Taylor Swift, what was that, like 2007? 2006, 2007, here on Mix 100, we played her first. And who could have thought,
who would have imagined 15
years into the future, that she would be the queen of the planet?
Such a powerhouse, I know, man. She's so big. Story out this morning talking about how awkward you were in high school and, you know, when you felt the most awkward. And it says the average answer was the age 17 when you felt the most awkward in high school. Some of the top things you were self-conscious about were, like, your weight, your hair, your teeth. And it turns out as an adult, it's kind of the same things that we're still a little awkward and a little worried about.
Weight, hair, and teeth.
Height went in there too. Posture, voice, glasses, acne. If you got some adult acne going on, it's all the same crap we were dealing with in high school. And now you're like, oh man, I thought I was going to grow out of this.
We ought to do a segment on our show sometime where we let people call in and exorcise their demons and just mention the one thing that they hate about themselves.
How are you awkward? Let's do it. Tomorrow at 7. I got bad news for dudes that be vaping. There's a new scientific study out that's suggesting that vaping may decrease your sperm count and shrink your testicles. Wah, 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 wah.
Well, part of that is good.
I'm okay with the sperm count.
The other part is not good.
Oh, no, I gotta quit vaping. Anyway, we'll just leave that there. And how about this dad who shared a video on TikTok showing how his 5-year-old son ordered about $1,000 worth of stuff on Amazon by just asking Alexa to have it added to the cart and sent to the house. A lot of toys were added. He did add a $500 hot tub. He was trying to add like water slides and rocket ships and all sorts of stuff. The dad was able to get a hold of everything and cancel, although he's like, I should have probably kept that hot tub. That sounds pretty good. But they are suggesting that parents make sure you disable the voice purchases on your Alexa app so your kids can't wander over and order a freaking hot tub.
Good advice.
Bob Barker's cause of death was Alzheimer's disease. That came out. Joe Jonas is getting a divorce for anyone that cares.
That was just a boys against the girls question.
It was, wasn't
it? Yesterday? Like, yeah. Who he's married, or was it last week? It was like who he's married to or something?
It was Sophie. It's been the last couple games, I think. Yeah, they're breaking up. I already scrolled past the story, but one of the big things was that she liked to party and he liked to stay home. They're thinking that's one of the reasons why they broke up. I like to party.
Yeah. They didn't know this about each other when they walked down the aisle.
Maybe her partying's gotten worse. I don't know.
Clickbait.
All right, make your way over to our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB, where you can see the world's oldest chicken. Her name is Peanut. She lives in Michigan. Now confirmed as the world's oldest chicken. I believe she's 21 years old. Her daily routine consists of a lot of sleeping, TV shows, and a lot of eating. I know some people like that. Anyway, she's also described as affectionate and feisty, much like me. So check out the old chicken on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.